Hello, this is Dr. Eugenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Louise Rodriguez, date of birth 10-6-1962, date of procedure March 6, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Eugenia Goldberg, dear referring physicians, Dr. Leslie Garcia Rivera. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, comma, cold stent polypectomy, comma, hot stent polypectomy, comma, hemocoop deployment times one, and cold biopsies. Description of procedure involvement, indications are heartburn, comma, weight loss, comma, diarrhea, comma, FOBT positive stools. Description of procedure involvement, comma, pain, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as maintenance, or experience of the patient period, the patient's rough and best to be placed in a lateral position, 3-H pain, anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care period. Surgical rectal exam is around periodal liver, condylum, severe colonoscope, with interest in the rectum, minimum, and the direct vision, so seek which is identified by the presence of the penicillin, so you can have confidence of false period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, sonic flexure, descending colon, second colon, the rectum, made the terminal and was intubated in a valve period, air pressure flexors was seen in the rectum period, Boston bar course granted as a 6-2-2-2, comma, fair prep. Patient tried procedure well without any complications. Findings at a endoscopy, the proximal metastatic period unremarkable. The Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from the white block. Next line, there was a approximately 34 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was patchy gastric arthenal biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and through H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity. Comment, this was biopsied for histology. Next line, overall, D2 appeared largely unremarkable except for the periampillary prominent mucosa. Comma, biopsies are obtained for histology and further evaluation at this site, as well as in D2 to rule out celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, there was the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Comma, last 5 centimeters. Comma, biopsies are obtained to rule out underlying causes of diarrhea. Next line, biopsies were obtained. Random colon biopsies are obtained in the right and left colon to rule out microscopic colitis and other causes of diarrhea. Next line. There was a diminutive appendiceal orifice polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 8 millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an a diminutive ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter ileocecal valve sessile polyp with cold biopsy. There was a diminutive ileocecal valve polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 sessile ascending colon polyps There were 4 ascending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 2 centimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. A hemoclip was deployed for good hemostasis. Next line, there was a hepatic flexure, diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately a millimeter hepatic flexure, sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a transverse colon diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a descending colon diminutive sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter descending polyp, descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were three diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two approximately 8 to 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were three rectal diminutive sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was also evidence of mild rectal erythema, comma, cold biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, please go back to the diminutive ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy. Delete that and instead please write there was a large over 2 centimeter sessile polyp in the ascending colon that spanned across the fold and was linear with a broad base that was biopsied for histology. Please go to the end of all this and note that there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. If the periampullary prominent tissue is abnormal, would recommend endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. Next line. Given the significant amount of polyps, would recommend genetic testing. Next line, we'll refer patient to CARE at Orlando Health for EMR of the ascending colon large polyp. Next line, polyp in office as previously scheduled. Next line, if patient is found to be iron deficient, in addition to that, FOBT positive stools would recommend PillCam for further evaluation. Thank you.